Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:02 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. David's been waiting a while. Let's get him in here at the top of the hour. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you guys are burying the lead. If Watson would have won this game outright, they would have been talking about how they're both in the same draft and how Chicago made a mistake not picking Watson, and now it's getting buried. Trubisky outplayed him, and everybody can make fun of his dump passes or his five-yard passes, but if Watson could do what Mitch Trubisky did, you think the record would be what it is? He throws at their feet under duress.
Wait. If Watson could do what Mitch Trubisky does?
It's blatant.
Wait a minute.
He got outplayed.
Hold on a second. First of all, Watson had to play the Bears defense. Trubisky had to play the Texans defense. There is a big difference. Watson doesn't have a running back that has an 80-yard run all season. The first play was an 80-yard run by the Bears.
He didn't have a running back who's had 80 yards.
He doesn't have an Allen Robinson. He doesn't have a Cole Kmet. He doesn't have. Are you kidding me, David?
And those guys, wait, okay, and that's then, not then even
compare,
good.
Compared to playing Pat Mahomes to what Watson did.
Are you serious that you would rather have Mitch Trubisky than Deshaun Watson? Are you
of
really serious?
Okay, well, hold on. What's your premise? What's your theory, your premise? What is it?
Watson is great against bad teams. He plays anybody good. He is what he is.
Well, against the Bears.
He plays backyard football the best. He's athletic. He can throw the ball long ways. He can run around. But you put him up against a great team or a decent defense, and I wish he could do what Mitch did, just throw dump passes and screens without throwing at people's feet under duress.
But that's not – what you're saying is
– Well, Trubisky wasn't under duress all day because the Texans couldn't get to him. He's in a gunfight with a knife, dude. I mean, honestly.
No, Trubisky had a better game than
yeah,
Watson.
He did.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Absolutely. Did. But he's not the better. He got to face the Texans.
He's not the better player. You have a premise, and so you want to continue on with your premises that Deshaun is only good against bad teams. Well, do you consider the Detroit Lions a bad team? I consider them a great team.
No, they're not good.
Okay, well that's not going
to
work.
Answer this question real quick. If Joe Burrow, did he have more on his team than Deshaun Watson?
Does he have more on
his team? He has better weapons,
Jeff. Tyler Boyd, he has Higgins.
He has Higgins.
He has Joe Mixon.
A.J. Green,
oh my
Tyler
gosh,
Boyd,
yeah.
Mixon. Yes, he's got more weapons,
absolutely.
Yes. It's not even close.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing is Watson's fault. Yeah, you're right.
No, Watson. We're the ones who'd say Watson hangs on to the ball too long. There's lots of stuff that's Watson's fault, and we're the show that says it. But for you to say, look, T. Higgins, first-round pick, Tyler Boyd, heavy volume catch guy, A.J. Green has been a perennial all-pro, Joe Mixon was the leading rusher last year in the NFL. But of course, he hasn't had him for parts of this year, but David Johnson, Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks, and then we had Fuller. Fuller's a good wide receiver. But no, Jordan Akins.
Well, but he hasn't had those guys now.
No.
Listen, he's got nothing right now,
David,
dude.
But his problem,
dude,
Deshaun's,
he's got nothing
now,
right
I
now.
I will agree with this. Some of Deshaun's statistics have come in fourth quarters, when they, like Minnesota Vikings is an example of that. Well, but then
there's one.
You know, but the Green Bay
Pittsburgh
Packers.
Pittsburgh came in the first half.
But he had Green Bay.
Tennessee was one of the greatest. It was the greatest
Tennessee
quarterback
game.
Tennessee
is a playoff team for sure.
And it was the greatest game by a quarterback that lost
Pittsburgh,
a game.
He had a great first half and not a good second half.
No.
He had a solid game against the.
Wasn't good, great against Baltimore. But
you know, hey, I do think, without question, Deshaun has to, his biggest games, and this is frequently the case, have come against some lesser opponents.
Yeah.
That's normal for most quarterbacks.
Well, that's why they're lesser opponents.
That's why they're lesser opponents. That's why Mitch Trubisky had his biggest game against a lesser opponent. Deshaun's biggest problem for me is that he's got to continue to learn to read the defense, respond to the defense, and not get happy feet and want to break the pocket easily. Deshaun's not but right now, I think your premise is he's got to go or he's a bad quarterback or you're upset, David, that people give him credit for stuff. I think Deshaun has been blown up a little bit too much about him being an elite status, but he's clearly taken a step this year. He's clearly better. He's working with much less. He clearly can make plays on his own as a playmaker.
All right. You're playing the Bears defense, which is one of the best in the league. Literally one of the best defenses in the league with unbelievable talent all over the place that can get to the quarterback. Chad Hansen is your number one receiver. Duke Johnson is your number one back. Okay, and then you took him out, and Buddy Howell was your number one guy. Are you kidding? You didn't have Cooks, Cobb, Fuller. You got rid of Stills. Your four wide receivers that you started, that your four top receivers that you started the season with, all gone. Again, Chad Hansen is your number one guy. Kiki QT you have to rely on against the Bears defense that is the best in the league against slot receivers. I did think the Texans were going to win. I said this last week. I love the Texans this week. I was stupid.
They were a favorite.
They were
a 1.5-point favorite.
They were the favorite going into this game.
For sake. Well, what are they doing?
Well, but again, how can you judge Deshaun with this? With this stuff that he's got around him, how can you judge him? And then it's Cuvale at Fulton at guard. It's Titus Howard against Khalil Mack. That is like the big. That's like Andre the Giant against a high school kid. This is not. Are you kidding me? That you're going to judge that Deshaun wasn't as good as Mitch Trubisky. He has nothing. He had nothing around him yesterday. Nothing. And now, yeah, is Deshaun? I think Deshaun is. If he had any of the weapons that was the worst lineup in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah,
that was the worst lineup. NFL.
No, don't say Chicago. Chicago didn't have many weapons either. But like you said, look who he played. The Texans.
Yes, he played against one of the worst defenses in the league.
They're one of the worst defenses in passing against
and
the
worst against running
against in takeaways,
everything,
getting sacks in everything. This is an atrocious. It's one of the worst defenses we've seen since we've covered the Texans, which is forever, and it's one of the worst ones we've seen. And but the bad thing is, I remember when the Texans kept finding ways to lose in 2010. They kept finding ways to lose. It was Glover Quinn smacking a ball into a receiver's hands on a Hail Mary against Jacksonville. The Jets somehow pulled a miraculous touchdown out of their ass to beat the Texans. But they at least had Kareem Jackson was playing bad football, but he was a young guy, and he ended up becoming a good player. There is not that much young talent that the Texans are going to be building with. There's really not the core players. Like, that team became a good team in 1 year. They turned it all around. Arian Foster, the offensive line, they were building something up on the offensive line. You got a chance on the offensive line to build something up. You have a quarterback, clearly. You have nothing at running back. Wide receiver is pretty much up in the air now, quite a bit. You got nothing in the secondary, really, that stands out to you. Even Justin Reed, the guy we used to always say, he doesn't stand out.
Nothing that stands out. Lance,
it's bad.
If you rated the talent, Philip Gaines, Vernon Hargraves, Justin Reed, Eric Murray. This is the worst secondary in football.
Yeah, it's up there.
Right down there.
You got
the
linebackers.
It's the worst wide receiver core. It's the worst running back core right now.
You're not getting rush.
And you're, I mean, and this offensive line can't, despite Laremy Tunsil, you can't rake this offensive line. They can't run the football. They can't pass protect. They gave up 7 sacks.
You really gave up 2 first round picks for one guy who has this impact. What impact? He had another false start yesterday. What impact does he ultimately have in a game like this?
He was being targeted.
Like, seriously, what impact does Tunsil have in a game like that?
Did you hear?
None.
Did you hear the...
We protected Deshaun's blind side. We did it. No. What? He got sacked 7 times. It made no... Having a great tackle doesn't matter unless you build an entire offensive line. And here's the problem. H-Town Steve says this. Yesterday's game was a travesty. It's beyond amazing. O'Brien really honestly thought he was building a good roster as GM when he was quote-unquote employed. No, he actually believed that.
Yeah, he did.
He actually thought, we're getting some good a good collection of football players. But he didn't know what he was doing, and most of them weren't even drafted guys. They are a collection of free agent guys, traded guys.
No, first-rounders that busted.
Yeah, that's not how you build. You
Conley
don't build
and Hargraves.
I mean, man, I'm telling you now, we haven't talked about this enough, but people need to be eyeing if Jack Easterby, after that article, if he is not out of that building, they're going to continue to have the same issues they've had where people who know what they're doing don't want to be here because they don't trust that they'll be able to make it happen. And Jack Easterby's telling everybody around football that he talks to, I'm not a football guy. I'm not into football operations because I don't think he wants the heat that's going to come with that. But that article basically, that's basically felt like Bill O'Brien was saying, what about him for DeAndre Hopkins? Don't let Jack off the hook. You didn't get this from me. But Jack Easterby was, here's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that felt like the only other person who knew all those details are Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien's the only guy who knew the details about Jack Easterby and how the trade went down. He wanted to make sure Jack wore that, which I'm glad. Jack should wear that.
There were other people that knew. They sat down. They did have meetings. They had meetings. The other people knew.
Yeah, other people. I don't know if other people knew all the intricacies of how close Jack was.
It was a bigger group than that when they were trying to sell Cal on stuff or trying to sell him, telling Cal what they were going to do. Yeah.
What did they have to sell? Yeah, telling Cal what they're going to do.
Telling Cal what they're
going to
do.
Yeah, there we go.
813 ESPN 97.5. Guys, we'll get you in on the other side. We got calls.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Right now, though, we got Texas Custom Patios. That's what we got.
We had a company. So Stephen Shell is going to start. I decided that I want to get a kitchen put in. So the first time they built my patio, I have my, you know, we were talking about kitchen. I said, I'm good. I just want a space. I've got my grill and all that. And now the time has come that I said, you know what? I want to add that kitchen. I want to add something basic like a small refrigerator, somewhere I can, you know, keep some of my booze, somewhere that I want to put a flat top in there where I can make burgers on the flat top, bacon, stuff like that. And so I'm going to have that added. When you get your patio, do that from the outset. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, they can help you with financing. If you want to make your dream a reality, just keep this in mind. If you say, boy, that one's a little bit more than I wanted to spend, I can promise you the quality is beyond anything that you think you're going to get. Number two, I can also promise you, because I have had this done already, I've had somebody appraise what my house would be, you maintain not only the value of what you're spending, it is a big differentiator when it comes time to sell your home in a neighborhood. You are going to really stand out with your patio from Texas Custom Patio, especially if it does have that kitchen, that outdoor living area, because they design it beautifully and it's well constructed and it is highly livable. Make sure that you call my friends at TexasCustomPatios.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life.
They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780. We got a board full of callers here today. How about that? People. How about the people, Del? Especially after how weak they were this past week with the Throw Shade Thursdays is really teetering on the brink of extinction.
Yeah. Just a warning to all of you who think you who really love that segment. Well, it's on the verge.
Yeah. Because of your laziness.
Yeah.
And you know what? You should just blame yourselves.
We're certainly blaming you.
Yeah. Yes. And we're not going to take blame
ourselves.
Look
in the mirror and say, I'm a piece of crap.
How about be accountable?
No. You guys don't have the proper culture. That's why
there is. There is no. There's no throw shade culture around here.
Clearly not.
Uh-huh. Let's get John in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, John.
Yeah, I'll keep it quick. You've already made all the points about the Texans and Deshaun Watson. That caller that just called, David, I've been listening to sports radio since the 80s, of the days of Anita Martini. You made the top 10, maybe even top 5. That was one of the dumbest calls I've ever heard. You're a dumbass. I just had to have him know that. Thanks.
Well, thank you for that, John. That was okay.
What you just said.
Well, he was, but the guy was right, though. Mitch Trubisky outplayed Deshaun.
Yesterday, correct. But, yes. I mean, we understand that was a bad game in all aspects, but who cares when we're comparing him to Mitch Trubisky? We all know what Mitch Trubisky is. And he got to go against maybe the worst defense he's ever faced.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not in a vacuum. Mitch Trubisky played better than, if all things were equal. No, all things were not equal. They were not even close to equal. Mitch Trubisky had all the advantages, and Mitch Trubisky should have played better. He should have played much better. Let's get Danny in here. Hey, Danny.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the train rolling on this. Let's get Deshaun Watson out of town. As an avid Bears fan, I would be. I think I'd be okay with Deshaun leaving the Houston Texans if he wanted to go somewhere, perhaps up north, where they've been, in my lifetime, the best quarterback I've seen in an orange and blue uniform is either named Rex Grossman or Jay Cutler. So I think the Houston fan base right now is a little underappreciative for what they have in Deshaun, and they've just, unfortunately, they're in a position where it's going to take 5 years or so to kind of put this thing back together. But again, if y'all want him out, I know a place up north that would take him.
Screw you, Danny. You ain't getting Deshaun.
What the play? Think about that with the Bears of that. Sexy Rexy. They had Sexy Rexy. They had...
oh, no.
Oh, my God. They had Kyle... What's his Orton. Name? Kyle Orton. Yeah. Who actually had some moments,
Oh, no, stop.
He got to a Super Bowl. No, it was with Rex.
Rex Grossman did.
Right. Yeah, it was with Rex.
So, stop. Danny, think you're going to come down here?
No, you can't have. He's just saying if you don't appreciate the man, he'd be more than happy to take him off your hands. That's all he's saying.
That's a load of crap.
What if the Bears said, we will give you our first rounder this year, our first rounder next year, and two future.
And Trubisky.
Because you need a quarterback.
He just outplayed Deshaun.
Wait. Let me make a hypothetical, see if you would touch this. We will give you our first this year, our first and second next year, a future third, and we will give you, I'm trying to think of a decent player.
Well, where are the Bears going to be drafting, though?
Right now, 15th.
Dell's got his list. It's always up.
I got Tankathon up.
So
right
where
now.
where's the Texans are at eight?
They're eight.
I still wouldn't do that deal.
But they're also tied with four other teams at 4 and 9. So this thing can fluctuate. Texans could be a top five pick.
They're going to get smashed by the Colts.
They got the Colts this week.
They're going to get smashed by the Colts.
They have the Bengals.
Bengal ball's not that awesome right now.
They do have the Bengals.
The Bengals are 2-10-1. I don't think the Bengals are winning three more games.
I don't want you getting a good pick. I don't want to be sad.
Oh, don't you worry. At this point, I want you to draft. Dolphins are probably getting a top nine pick at a minimum. But it was a great day yesterday for Tankathon. I'm telling you, even with all the teams losing, with the Eagles winning to prop. Nice job, Jalen Hurts, by the way. 4-9, five teams. So there's a real shot of. And the Cowboys winning. Andy Dalton going back to Cincinnati.
All jokes aside, this is not a joke. Do you legitimately, is this something that you really keep a close watch?
Yes.
You really do, don't you?
The Dolphins could make the playoffs and have a top five pick. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
Yeah. Man, what a great year.
See what happens when you're willing to.
It wasn't a great sports weekend, but I did enjoy taking thought.
See what happens when you're willing to take your ass kickings, but you're also willing to stock up picks? Pick stocking is what rebuilds you, not pick giving away. Adding picks, trade back. Seattle, you know Seattle, like, never drafts in the first round. John Schneider can't wait to get out of the first round and add picks. Just can't wait. Because smart teams understand the draft is won by trading back, not by trading up and not by trading your pick. That's not how you build teams. It's the worst idea. You know, the Bears have done a lot of pick trading. Ryan Pace is now... I think Ryan Pace is on the chopping block, but we'll see what happens. He's the GM for the Bears. But that's the problem.
They can play the Texans every week.
The Saints have traded a bunch of picks in hopes of trying to extend the window for
Drew Brees. Well, they also gave up two first round
picks. For Marcus Davenport.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. They trade a lot of picks.
They don't value those first round picks.
Well, they're trying to get what Drew Brees needs. Like, they're trying to win a Super Bowl while Drew Brees is there. So they're playing. They have made some short-term moves. And that's dangerous, even one or two short-term moves.
I think you look at the Dolphins, you can say, it doesn't take that long. I mean, we talked about it before. They were 5-11 last year. That was the awful year. And so it was about a year of trying to be bad. And they had been bad on accident for years, or just above, slightly below average. But it just speaks to hiring the right people. They brought in Reggie McKenzie and Marvin Allen.
They brought in a Bill Belichick guy who actually looks like he's pretty good.
So far, so good. You hire the right. So that's why I think the Texans, if you could trust Cal, you might not be that far away. You could have a bad year next year. But if you hire the right people, it doesn't take that long.
You know, you probably need to start the process of trading back, unfortunately. You're going to have an early third. You probably need to move that backwards so you can add a pick for next year. Like, get an additional third or fourth next year. You're going to have to start making moves that are – because once you get in the third round, your board is going to be different than other people, and you're going to find out, okay, where we are, if we move back, we still might get one of these six players we have equally rated. So then you can move back, and even though fans are like, you're missing out on all these players. Well, on your board, the player that you want, you know, you look at who's behind you and what their needs are, and then you still may get your guy and get an extra pick. You really should have – man – not having a second is such a killer because it gives you so much more flexibility to move backwards and still stock up
picks. But you got Kenny still, so stop already.
What are you complaining about? The deal, they don't have a GM. They don't have a real personnel guy. They should be identifying teams who are going all in and trade JJ. Trade him to someone who's desperate, who wants a pass rusher. Find a way to get a second-round pick.
You really need to. Green Bay makes a lot of sense because Aaron Rodgers is at the, you know, Green Bay, what are we waiting for? Come on. The commissioner's got to step in.
Done this before the trade deadline.
You can do it before the draft. Find a team who wants to go all in and trade them and use that second and then trade down and pick up more.
That's the move.
Right.
Hey, Green Bay, we will take your second this year and a fifth, and you can have J.J. Watt.
Done. Done. And we'll sign and trade him for you. You know what? He we'll add a year. So you can extend him, too.
Well, you can't sign and trade him, but you here, we'll let you negotiate. JJ would extend with Green Bay.
Yeah, but you can't take the chance. He's only got 1 year left.
Well, you can't do a sign and trade, though, in the NFL. You have to just have the Colts had a deal agreed to in advance with DeForest Buckner.
Because of the dead cap. David wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, David?
All right, man. Look, I can't use the name David after the other David caller. So I'll go with the last name here, Outlaw. Anyway, Sexy Rexy, one of the best Bears quarterbacks. No. And anybody who fumbles the snap in the freaking Super Bowl, you can't be on that list. And we'll give you the Bears as a big Bears fan. We'll give you Khalil Mack and whatever draft picks the Bears haven't screwed off already, like the Texans have. And Khalil Mack and a couple picks for Deshaun Watson. How about that?
Khalil Mack and some draft picks for Deshaun Watson.
What draft picks?
Yeah.
What draft picks?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even know what
two first
left.
Rounders and Khalil Mack.
Because let me tell you something. You got our interest with Khalil Mack.
Khalil.
You got our interest with it, but we can't just say and some draft picks. No. You might just try to throw some thirds.
Two first rounders and a Khalil Mack.
They have a first available to them and a second available.
Yeah, but you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait a couple years to get another first round. So I don't think.
Well,
the Bears
the Texans aren't a year away. Don't worry, we'll wait.
They have a first this year. You can trade your first this year.
The Bears.
We want this year and next year.
And sure. Khalil Mack.
I would consider that.
Yeah.
Even though finding a quarterback is the hardest thing. And where the Bears are, where are the Bears right now?
Currently, you're looking at, like, Zach Wilson territory at 15.
That's fine.
Zach's before that.
You think so?
Yeah. He's quarterback. He's getting pushed up ahead of that.
I'm down. Make it happen. Thanks, guys.
All right. We're not,
we don't make trades.
I'll do that.
Oh, you're trading Deshaun away?
I don't want to trigger until Trader Jeff is on the line.
You make trades for the Raiders? Now you're going to make now you can make trades for the Texans, all right? Didn't you make trades for the Raiders because Al Davis?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a mock draft. I've traded. So, just very quickly, the Raiders were in town. Al Davis is alive. They were in a joint practice session, and I turn to Al Davis, who's sitting there in his golf cart, and I say, "Well, I like number 92, Mr. Davis. That's a good player y'all have." Some guy, and. He just looks at me like it was like getting stared at by the Grim Reaper. He looks at me and doesn't say anything. And then he goes over to walks over to some guy who was there.
A bodyguard.
And yeah, he was probably about 50 years younger than Al. And says something to him, and the guy kind of walks over, and I'm like, "What the hell's going on here?" And the guy goes, Are you with the Texans organization? I'm like, and that's immediately I knew this isn't good. I said, I'm in the media and just follow football very closely, and I'm a big fan of 92. What I can't even remember his name. He was a young player. I don't think he even panned out. And he goes, "Okay, yeah, I get it." Because Mr. Davis was wondering if you were authorized to make trades because you're, you know, ask him about players and everything. So he didn't know if you were. Are you authorized to make trades? No, I'm not.
Should have went with it.
I'm yeah, you should have said, well.
Al just put me on. I couldn't just walk away because that would be a defeat. I had to stand there and just be so embarrassed that Al Davis walked over. He was so disgusted that I would even talk to him.
Well, yes, he was.
Because Mr. Davis, you know, was curious why you'd be commenting on one of his players if you couldn't make trades. And I'm like, man, I'm sorry.
You don't have the authority to make trades for the Texans?
I talked to that old
guy. I wish you did instead of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, even back then I could have.
Forget about that. Lance doesn't have the authority to talk to Mr. Davis.
I was not allowed to talk to Mr. Davis.
No, right.
I don't make trades.
No, you're not allowed. No. You're not good enough to talk to Mr. Davis, okay?
And, you know, and the man was actually fairly nice about how he told me to F off, to be honest with you.
Did he say Mr. Davis asked that you never talk to him again?
Yes.
Mr. Davis is curious why you're discussing his players with him.
All right. 7378037776. Time
and
to
I
talk.
Want to say, because Mr. Davis really ain't doing that, in that
whoa,
hot either.
Whoa.
Good luck, Al.
So
tell your kid to get a different haircut.
He's dead now. Yeah. Respect the dead. No.
Well, Now we're talking about Mark. He's still alive.
No. You're a little out of line. So I want to talk right now about getting better, okay? And you do that with CBD, American Shaman. American Shaman is different. It's better. It uses nature enhanced by science. And the science is that oil and water don't mix, right? Well, oil and water mix in this case because it's CBD American Shaman, because they found a way for the oil and the water to mix. And so it reaches every part of your body. It helps relieve everyday stress. That's right. If you trust science, and yes, you should trust science. Healthy inflammatory response associated with exercise, calmness, relaxation, quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, a healthy immune system, all of these things. You'll benefit from CBD American Shaman. And right now, you buy a $100 gift card and get an additional $20 gift card for free. Free gift cards only redeemable in the store it was purchased. So find the American Shaman nearest you, because there are American Shaman CBD oil shops all over the city, all over the area, from Katy to Beaumont, from Galveston up to Conroe. It's shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Let it bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. That first David caught some grief with his Mitch Trubisky.
Well, it's just the way he went about it. What if he would have just come out and said, you know, I think Deshaun, I think we kind of hype him up, and he only, you know, his biggest games come against his worst opponents. So I'd like to see him, you know, win and play bigger on a big stage. But he has had big games in some big stages as well. So that's not entirely accurate, but you know, this guy's just getting fed up with Deshaun leaving the pocket. Look, there are times I get frustrated with Deshaun holding the football or leaving the pocket when he doesn't need to. So, you know, that's fine. But the premise to throw Trubisky in there, that is the very embodiment of a poor argumentative style to say, to bring up Mitchell Trubisky. Now, what he could have said is, you know, it was so bad yesterday he was outplayed by Mitchell Trubisky, who's a terrible quarterback or something, but that's not exactly how he said it. So who cares? Whatever. We all know. Deshaun's a good quarterback. I don't know that he's a playmaker. Is he great right now? Is he a great quarterback or just a really good quarterback?
Deshaun? He's right there. I mean, the elite Patrick Mahomes, and then right now there's Patrick Mahomes and there's everybody else. But, you know, he's right in that second tier. He's right up there with everybody. I mean, honestly, if he had some, this is the worst roster right now that the Texans have ever had, including their expansion team.
Yeah,
they had
because
some
they had
defensive people.
No, they had legitimate veteran core players.
Yes.
Oh, it's not, the expansion team was terrible at certain positions. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they had Jamie Sharper. They had Seth Payne. They had Gary Walker. They had Aaron Glenn and Marcus Coleman. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's not.
They had the other guy who'd come from the Baltimore Ravens. Well, I said Sharper.
Sharper.
I said Sharper.
Yeah.
I mean. And then, you know, offensively, they had Ryan Young, who was hurt. They had Steve McKinney. Corey Bradford was, so-so.
No. But still, that's a better roster than this.
They had a better roster.
Yeah,
now, they didn't have a player as good. There was not one single player that was as good as Deshaun Watson, you know. But they started drafting. It got better. They had a phenomenal draft by 06. They had Andre Johnson by 03. It was their second, you know, second first-round pick of their organization. Yeah, this is in bad shape. The Texans are in really bad shape. Even if they win some games, this shouldn't be about can you get to six wins? Can you win a game? Can you win this game? Can Deshaun get on a roll for three or four games? It really should be about how far away from you are building to being, let's just call it rocket level, which is a consistent competitor to be the top dog in your conference. They're not remotely close to it, I don't think.
No.
Now, in football, when you have draft picks, you can get there a lot faster. I mean, you really can.
But they don't have draft picks,
and they are going to have to clear some cap space. They're going to be smart with their free agent money.
Those two things. You mean they've overpaid for bad players and they don't have any draft picks? Oh, okay. All right. That sounds – well, but at least it sounds like it's going to be good in the future. Let's get Gary in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I kind of have a two-part question. One's for Lance, and then I have a suggestion. So, let me talk to the original player, but it's terrible allocation of draft picks and money, for at least for this team, to be paying the left tackle $22 million. And is Titus Howard even remotely good enough to play left tackle for us? And is it possible to maybe flip Tunsil for a one and then use that money to kind of fill in the roster? I'm not sure if that's possible with cap implications, but I'd like to get Lance's thoughts on Titus Howard. If that were to be possible.
I don't trust him to play left tackle right now, no. I don't. I mean, yeah, to be honest with you, he's heavier than he was in college. He played right tackle and left tackle in college. I think he might be more comfortable on the right side. He's a lot heavier than he was in college. I think he's lost some quickness, which really concerns me. I think he needs to play lighter. I know his lean muscle mass was like in the high 230s or low 240s, which means a lot of the weight he's carrying right now is not good weight. It's bad weight to be that heavy when your lean muscle mass is that number. It means that he's carrying a bunch of bad weight, and I think it's really hurt his quickness. So, no, I would not play. And to flip one first-rounder, you basically have already lost that. And not only that, but I'm looking at what your dead cap space would be after the new contract he signed. I'll pull that up here. It's spot track's moving a little slowly. But your dead space next year would be $40 million. So it's not even, if you traded him, it would accelerate and hit you, and you couldn't even do that. So yeah, no, dead cap would be, I'm sorry. Oh no, dead cap would be $25 million. So you could potentially, you'd still take a loss. So no, never mind. No, and you're not trading Laremy Tunsil. You got Laremy Tunsil. You're going to build around Tunsil. You have him for basically until 2024, and then you'll make a decision on him in 2024.
Get better players. 839 ESPN 97.5. I mean, it's really disappointing how – and I don't know. Listen, the development part, these guys that were showing promise, the Sharpings and the Howards and the Reeds and the – I don't know any other young players that are showing promise. Well, even Zach Cunningham. Zach Cunningham is playing better, but was he crappy earlier on? Who are other good young players that the Texans have that show promise?
It's depressing. Can we talk about Miami, North Carolina when we come back?
Huh?
Maybe can we talk about Miami, North Carolina?
That would be great.
The 700 yards of total offense Dell's team gave up.
500. The greatest two running back performances in college football history. One running back hits 300,
the other one hits 200 in a game. Can we talk about LSU ruining Kyle Trask's? Now, finally, the one true thing that should happen.
He's still the favorite.
Devontae Smith being...
No.
Devontae Smith should 100% win the
Heisman. Kyle Trask is still the favorite.
Why would he be the favorite?
I have no idea.
Why wouldn't they make Mac Jones a favorite?
I have no idea. Kyle Trask, I just saw.
I don't think Kyle Trask is still the favorite. I don't think Kyle Trask
is This is the year... of any year that a non-quarterback should win.
See, Devontae Smith got a non-receiving touchdown, a return touchdown the other day. Those are the kind of things you need late in the season to bolster your chart. He's clearly the best player in college football.
Why are
we messing around with this?
Or Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Pitts didn't even play last game. Pitts is good. Devontae Smith.
No.
Devontae Smith is going to go for about 1,600
honestly,
yards
if
of 20
Kyle
touchdowns.
Trask wins, or even... Mac Jones, This is it's okay. Just put who's the best. They already have that award. It's called the Davey O'Brien.
Yeah, stop. It shouldn't just go to quarterbacks.
No,
that's not fair. The quarterbacks. Listen, Devontae Smith is making Mac Jones look really good. So at some point, of course, a quarterback's going to have more touchdowns than a wide receiver. That's how it always works.
It's not even arguable. Devontae Smith is the best player in college football.
It's really not arguable.
It's not. Right now. It's not. But it's
ready. His numbers right now: 83 catches, 1,327 yards, and 15 touchdowns. In how many games does he have to go? He's going to play one. A title.
One.
He has one more game.
The SEC championship game.
Right, yep.
And then playoffs.
Yeah, but Heisman will be decided before then.
But every catch that he makes is another plus for Mac Jones.
Well, that's why it's got to be graded out, like who's making the most explosive play. Devontae Smith had a punt return for a touchdown. So that's one of those things that gives your candidacy a little extra juice.
Yeah, but who did they play?
Arkansas. He's going to need a big one against Florida.
See?
Shout out to the Florida DB for making a tackle and then throwing the guy's shoe.
All right, we haven't talked about Marco Wilson.
Oh, you better leave the Wilson boys alone. You know what that
is he Quincy's brother?
Yes.
Ooh.
You better leave it alone. You better not talk about it. Don't dab.
Don't dab. Don't
do, don't do a tornado dab. You didn't know that? Those are the Wilson boys. He's doing a tornado dab.
The Wilsons, who couldn't stop bagging on me. And then his mom came up to my dad at a training facility and says, "Your son Lance Erland? Yeah. He's really awfully hard on my son." Like, what? I had him in the second round. I just said he might be better as a safety than a corner. Stop.
That's the thing.
And then
that's the thing they've been fighting since high school.
Rex Hogan, who was with the Colts when I was up at their camp, brought Quincy Wilson up to Ballard's office when I was sitting in there with Chris. He goes, "Quincy, there he is. There's Lance." And I said, "All right, Quincy." I said, "Let's take a look at what I wrote. Tell me where I'm too hard on you." He's like, "Ah, man, I'm just messing with you." Like, that's what I thought.
Oh, that's another dab. 8:43.
You didn't know that was the man. You better leave Marco alone.
Yeah.
When you write
Marco Wilson, I'm not even going to write him after that move.
That's blatant disrespect.
He literally tackled a guy. His shoe came off. They made a big stop on third down, and he threw his shoe. What LSU staffers are saying, over 20 yards.
Yeah.
That's what the official report was, 20 yards. He chunked it. Boom, boom, boom. Here comes the yellow flags, 15-yard penalty. And you knew right then and there, like, this is going to get them beat.
This is going to get them beat.
A 57-yard
penalty. And then LSU settled for – LSU said, "We're going to jump right here. No, I don't want anybody to take no down chances and run the ball right here. Let Cole kick 57-yard in the fog." So, Cole Ford?
Cole York,
yeah. Blasted a 57-yarder in the fog.
I think it's Cade York,
yeah. And I couldn't even see – like, it was crystal clear. The game was crystal clear. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, it's like sometimes when stadiums look, when they fire off fireworks on an indoor stadium or whatever, and then it's all smoky for the first quarter. That's what it looked like in the fourth quarter. I'm like, what the heck? Did the fog roll in just now? It did.
Sure did.
And York just
at some point, it rolls in. All right, 844 ESPN 97.5. Craig DeSurf. Blasting people with great prices.
Yeah, and that's what he's doing, blasting you with great prices. It sounds worse than it really is. It's not really blasting you with it. He's making them available to you. And it's this one isn't even his call, though. The employee discounts that are available for you right now. You know the 2020 Chevy Traverse, which is an awesome, awesome SUV. They call it a crossover. It's really an SUV. It's just a little lower to the ground. And it costs you a lot less. They got a new offer going for you right now. $3,347 employee discount for everyone on the 2020 Chevrolet Traverse model. All you have to do is get out there or shop online at LanceZCars.com. They're located in Angleton. It's not a bad drive. And trust me, you'll make that drive for a few thousand dollars off of the price. And that's what they're doing. They're going lower on the price. But this is a great chance for you. Maybe you would like the Buick Encore, which is an even smaller version, and they've got a cashback and 0.9% APR for 72 months. They've got deals on terrains. There's so many different offers they have, but most importantly, what you need to know is that employee pricing is going on right now for Chevy, Buick, and GMC. So get to the website, find out which vehicles have the employee pricing, the cash allowance back, get your trade-in taken care of through the chat function, and you are ready to roll and get your brand new vehicle before the end of the year. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We buried the lead. The ladies are out there right now at Champions, finishing up the U.S. Open. Now, so, holy crap, there are some people, there are some that are finished. Right now, they didn't even make the cut. So, there's plus 12, they're out there right now trying to finish up in this cold. They're wearing parkas out there playing golf. Listen, Houston is an unbelievable place for golf, and we play 12 months a year here. But to have the U.S. Open in December is just as, this is exactly what you could possibly get. This is a battle of who can overcome the unbelievable circumstances and to vie and fight for the championship of the country. It's heroic. It's courageous what these ladies are out there doing right now. And would you want to be out there right now playing at Champions right now?
No, I've got a bad shoulder.
Well, not because of that. I mean, you're not a woman, too, unless, you know, I don't know what you identify as.
No, I'm not identifying as a woman.
I'm
still he, him, John.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, though, is you could be out there right now. This is probably one of the worst days ever. It rained overnight, right?
Oh, it rained all day yesterday.
All day. I wasn't here.
Well, you weren't. John, we got torrential downpours like six different times.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, gosh, it's got the course cannot be in great shape.
No, it's slop and cold.
It's got to be slop.
It's freezing out there. They're trying to swing in parkas. This is what our championship has come to. It's a battle of wills right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who's
why are
battling?
We not broadcasting live from there right now?
Shut up, John.
Let's send Gilbert out there to give us reports.
Remember when we were out? They did the bagpipe thing. We were out at the PGA. Tour championship when it was at
it was a champion.
We were out there years and years ago, but what are we doing here?
What's the deal?
Who's the American that's fighting for the country?
Anderson
Silva.
Amy Olsen actually is up there.
Yeah.
Anderson has moved into second place now. Wait a minute, this is Amy Olsen is up there.
I just forget what I asked. Yeah, I shouldn't ask you to go through
Shibuno leads.
I shouldn't ask you to go through the leaderboard.
Hinako Shibuno.
That's on me, guys.
Amy Olsen is up there. Amy Olsen is unbelievable. So yeah, yesterday was so bad that they couldn't. It rained hard, huh? I wasn't in town, so I didn't see it.
It rained really hard.
I could tell you it was
a lot
windy.
Of wind. A lot of wind.
Yeah. No. It was windy flying in last night, which
driving,
sucks.
Yeah. That's not good. I was driving down I-10, and I felt like I was getting blown into the other lane. I'm like, oh, I don't like this at all.
No. So, how about this? She comes in 4-under, and this is Anderson, which is Amy Olsen, is 3. So this is going to be, we're coming down. It's just a battle. It's a battle of wills. 713-780-3776-851. Let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, Lance, Davidito. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out. I'm not going to lie. But see, all the negativity, all the shade thrown throughout the whole week, I think that's why Throw Shade Thursday is not as fully as effective as it was before. You know, you kind of build it up. It's a seesaw. It goes up, it goes down, but mostly it's been down. I mean, and all, like y'all been talking about Deshaun Watson and, you know, how would he be in a different coaching. him with Andy Reid, he'll be like Pat Mahomes. If Pat Mahomes was here, it'll be the exact same thing. He wouldn't flourish. He wouldn't be, because he achieved with Dabo and Clemson. I mean, he won a college championship. So how come everybody's saying like, well, it's Deshaun? It has to do with the coaching staff too. I mean, they're not helping this man. He has no help. He has no run game. The front line sucks. I mean, and so I just feel like it's a coaching thing, because even the guy from Philly last week called. He said, man, I surely appreciate Andy Reid. I didn't know how good we had it. Even appreciated Donovan McNabb. So with a little patience, maybe, you know, it takes time to win a championship. But, man, everybody wants to win now. Like, let's do it now, you know. So, but then also I want to give a shout-out to my boy Dell, man. That dude, y'all been working him like a horse, man. Y'all have to put him on the press box, and he's looking sleepy on Twitch. That boy needs a snap, man. Y'all better give him a raise, man.
Sleepy on Twitch? Dell, you looking that sleepy?
You tired? You overworked?
It's not overworked because it's barely work. Yeah, it was just...
Well, were you able to sleep after the Miami Hurricane game the other night?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't... I mean, that game ended at like... Well, it felt like it ended in hell, but I think it ended at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. So I didn't sleep immediately. I just watched some TV. You know, you got to decompress from that ass kicking. So you just maybe decompress from sports for a little bit. Just watch a couple Netflix shows or get in some Amazon Prime, and then you're good to go. That's all.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. So you watched Carter run for 308 on you, and then you watched Williams run for another 250 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just went to Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh. There's huge breaking news.
What is it?
Did you guys get to this? You didn't see this yet?
Well, but to his point, it's not only the coaching, though. Pat Mahomes is throwing to Tyreek Hill. He's throwing to Travis Kelce. He's throwing to... Okay. He's got...
Also, front office.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I think he meant... No. Other than Deshaun. Some of it's on Deshaun.
Well, how many players times have you have seen Mahomes throw up a ball and Tyreek Hill is standing by himself waiting? Like in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, in a Super Bowl? Yeah. It is nice. He did it yesterday to Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Kelce just went up and grabbed one over one of Dell's funky-ass cornerbacks.
Mm. It was a safety.
Same.
Okay.
Well, you think the same because you have to watch the Texans play in the secondary. It doesn't matter. I don't care
what the player is. They're all just... below average.
Yeah, but Xavier Howard's a little different from Eric Rowe, but go ahead.
Yeah, Xavier might have been tougher to catch it over. But here's the big news. According to, and this, Nicole, turn the radio off if Monty's in the car with you if you're listening. This, and I'll tell you why later. Okay. Exclusive. This is coming from Vice. Pornhub is removing all videos on its site that weren't uploaded by official content partners or members of its model program, meaning a significant portion of videos will be disappearing. The number was formerly at 13 million, and it went down to 5, up to 7, and now down to 4.8 million. So
as disappeared?
8.2 million videos have been flagged for verification, so which means they are not there. If you go look for them, go to your computer.
Isn't there
a
site for that? YouPorn, right?
Well, it's
for homemade.
I have no idea. Yeah, Dell, could you answer the question for can you answer the question for
John?
Well,
I'm reading up on the,
since you're the only one who goes to pornographic sites.
Well, you seem to bring up porn up more than I
do. No, I just I don't know what
I like the subject. I don't go. I don't
know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
Lance
that.
Himself.
But, just Google it on your computer. Just go to that site on your computer.
I'm not going
to
Google anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to read through the release and why they're doing it, but no
members,
but Pornhub features amateur at home.
It does.
Isn't that what
it
features everything.
No, they're getting rid of people they can't verify. Like, I guess I don't know what their verification process is, but
they don't
have
a blue check mark?
Yes.
Something along those lines. I don't think they just want people throwing up porn from, it could be stolen content
It could be underage. Yeah. It really
all
could
those,
get them,
things,
catch
yeah.
them some lawsuits, I would assume.
Like, if you're a porn company and you see your stuff up and Pornhub's just leaving it up, you're like, wait a minute, that's our content. What are you doing?
Yeah.
In fact, we actually have a deal with you where you have ad space where you send people to our stuff on your own channel. Why is the same video up under some random?
It's not only copyright stuff, but it's the underage stuff.
Oh, that's the definite thing. You can't really control that unless you verify people.
Mm-hmm. When you verify them, probably they're part of a platform where you get cheese, too.
That, too.
You get a percentage of everyone who signs up for their stuff or whatever the case may be. So
Yeah.
Will you gentlemen, are you chiming in and saying it's a downfall of Pornhub, this new policy? Do you think Pornhub will ever be the same?
I'm just telling you now, I'm going to go look to buy stock.
It's going to be the same for me. I don't
whoever their number one competitor is, I'm going to look to buy stock and see if we can't make a little charge. And I want to see if CNBC or one of those financial networks have to say.
Look it up on that
and
computer.
A huge charge up the ladder for homemade MILFs is really made a big move today in the market. We go to Gary Russell down on the pit floor. Homemade, ever since Pornhub went to a new system where they have flagged over 9 million unverified videos, the homemade porn videos from homemade MILFs is really going crazy here on the stock market as people continue to buy. We feel like there's a good PE ratio for homemademilfs.com as an up-and-coming stock in the porn industry. We're also looking at Backdoor Betty's. There's going to be a lot of different stocks that could make a big move because of Pornhub. I want CNBC to have to go to that where they're ringing the bell and, like, huge drops. So the markets, the big problems here is Apple fell a full half a percentage point or 1%, and a big move by Amba Technology, the machine learning tech company, continues to get gains, and Pornhub was down, and Pornhub was the big loser today in the stock. Let's talk about this.
Right.
And, you know, there's lots of issues, Trish, with younger, underage users could be on there, and you have unverified, and I'm just sure that the revenue model for Pornhub is a revenue model that's sustainable since the credit card companies recently dropped them. I want this to be a real
market update.
Yeah.
Our market update guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I want to hear about the Asian market.
And I think what's happened in the Asian market as well, the feet market.
The feet market.
The interracial market.
Right.
Some of the little people market, which has been a big mover as of late.
Right.
There's lots of things here at Pornhub. There's lots of moving pieces. And I wouldn't give up on the stock just yet. I think we're going to see him come back stronger.
We go live to a man on the street after hearing the news and his response. Sir, did you hear about Pornhub? Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit, I love Pornhub. And you know what my favorite thing is? What's that, sir?
I like pretty feet. That's not the man on the street.
That is the man on
the
street.
That's not the man on the street. This guy this is terrible.
Uh-huh.
Busty blondes and bushy redheads just completed the biggest merger of all time. They're not merging now to get away from.
Well, I think that's what.
Hostile takeover on Pornhub?
No, I'm pretty sure that's what it's all about. They're merging.
I think that's a move, hostile takeover.
It's 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Time to talk right now about men's. Oh, you need some testosterone if you're going to Pornhub.
I mean, listen, Men's T Clinic, this has nothing to do with what we just talked about, but I will tell you, your libido can take a big jump. That's a true story. Your libido, if it has really diminished over the last couple of years, that could be a sign of lower testosterone. And when your testosterone lowers, you're going to see diminished libido. You are going to see, or you could see it. You could also see a dramatic decrease in your lean muscle mass. You could see a dramatic decrease in your energy level. And when your energy level is down, it really makes it difficult for you to live your best life because you just don't have the desire to go out there and do the things you love to do. You're always like a couch potato. You don't have the drive at work. You don't even have the drive at home. And that's something that can be treated with Men's T Clinic. They can get you testosterone treatments. They test you. They get results. They work with your insurance company, and it will help you live your best life. They will help you live your best life. Men's T Clinic, 5 locations in Houston. That's menstclinic.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.